If your morning starts with snap, crackle, pop, and it's not your cereal, call Joint Relief Institute for fast-lasting joint pain relief. And yes, it's covered by Medicare. 708-888-0000.
Steve Burness joins us now, President and CEO of the Better Business Bureau. Steve, good morning. Let's talk about these clickbait scams that you're hearing about. What do we need to watch out for?
Well, good morning, Bob. Thank you so much for having me today. Yes, these clickbait scams are really resurging on the internet, and basically what they're doing is they're sending out these information like deaths of celebrities, athletes, and they're asking you to click on this. Could you believe this? You know, did you see who died? So they basically just want you to send you something of importance that you think you will open up, and obviously they want to put spam or malware on your computer. And it's usually pretty graphic. They're saying amazing, shocking video you've never seen before, something like that. So you never want to click on anything that somebody sent you that you don't know who sent it to you, because it could put, you know, spam or malware on your computer and lock it up and do damage to it. So it's please be careful of those clickbaits. And they happen on Facebook and those other sites as well. So every site has them. It's just a matter of when you'll come across one of these.
This is nothing new, but I guess it's getting more sophisticated, isn't it, these scams?
Yeah, they are. It's nothing new, but they're increasing. And what happens when they increase means that they're working, Bob. And unfortunately, the more and more consumers are clicking on these things because it's sensationalism. It's like, oh, you got to see this video. Did you see who died? Or something like that. They want you to click on the link, and they want you to steal your identity or put malware on your computer. So be very careful on anything that comes to you unannounced.
A lot of folks have success selling things, buying things on Facebook Marketplace, but there's a new warning now from Chicago police. What's this all about?
Well, so there have been several robberies in the Inglewood area, so basically they're selling things on Facebook Marketplace. You go over there, and then they rob you at gunpoint for that. So it's just a reminder that, you know, you need to take precautions no matter what area or neighborhood you're in regarding selling on Facebook Marketplace, TikTok Marketplace, whatever it may be. All Chicago police stations allow use of their facilities to do the transaction in the lobby. And you can call your suburban police stations and see if they have that availability. Most of the suburbs do as well. It's really you want to be somewhere public when you meet with these individuals when you're buying or selling on Facebook Marketplace or all the other social media sites as well. It's just another warning because, you know, sometimes people have been killed over things of this nature. So it's be very careful.
No need to have the exchange at your house. A lot of people don't know that. You can do it at the police station, and that's a
correct.
Great idea. Safe
idea. It is a great idea. Not in public, not at your home, at their home either.
Mm-hmm. There's a scam involving these home shows, expos every few months. We have one of these. What do we need to know?
Well, Bob, there's a lot of good companies that go to these home shows, but there's some bad actors that do infiltrate these things and, you know, substandard contractors. What they tend to do is kind of rush you without thinking, Bob. They will, oh, you got a deal today. You got to sign on a dotted line. You don't have the ample opportunity to do the research on them or get two or three bids. So when you go to home shows, you know, take that with a grain of salt. Make sure you do the research of the companies after you leave, and you want to get two or three bids on the job itself. And a lot of times, you know, people promise you everything under the sun at these things. You got to sign here. When you sign, you didn't have no recourse because you can't cancel because you just signed over the contract and you can't go with somebody else. So make sure you do the research and get everything in writing from them, especially at the home shows, because they'll promise you everything under the sun. But again, there's great businesses there. Mm-hmm. It's a good way of looking for those types of businesses, but there's scammers and there's bad businesses in the weeds.
And let's talk about identity theft. And I know this happened to you, and it happens to a lot of people now. And this is Identity Theft Awareness Week. Tell us more, Steve.
It is, Bob. It's this week is Identity Theft Awareness. We want consumers to be aware of this. It's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when your identity be stolen. You know, there are some precautions you can take. There's some you can't take or not do, and your data could be stolen in a data breach or something like that. So please never give any of your information to anybody. You know, so if somebody calls you out of the blue asking for your social security number or other personal information, don't give it to them. And the other important thing is to get your credit report at least two or three times a year. It's free of charge now, and there's only one place to go. It's annualcreditreport.com, and that's usually a good way to indicate if you've been a victim of identity theft recently, because it could take years, Bob, before you realize something has happened to your identity. And parents, always check on your kids' identity, too. Get their reports, because children's identities are stolen as well, and sometimes it's by relatives too, so you don't think about that, but you got to check on everybody's identity and be careful giving out your personal information. Please don't give out your social security number to anybody unless they really have a need for your social security number.
Did I hear a warning about our relatives in there, Steve?
Yep, there's some relatives that steal identities. Yeah.
Did you ever figure out how your identity was stolen?
Yeah, it was stolen from a company I utilized. The owner was an employee who broke into the file cabinet and took the information out. So it can happen from ex-employees, current employees, relatives. Identity theft is just a matter of when it's going to happen to you, Bob. And you got to take those necessary steps, because it can do great damage to your reputation. It can take years to correct.
And once again, that's annualcreditreport.com. Steve Burness, President and CEO of the Better Business Bureau. Appreciate it, Steve. Talk to you next Thursday.
Thanks, Bob. Have a great day.
You too.